I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you everybody for coming.
You're welcome.
Okay, roll call. Alderperson Sally Clark.
Here.
Jimmy Long.
Here.
Brad Ward.
Here.
Blank. Kendall Miller.
Here.
Dave Livingston.
Here.
John Spotlow.
Here.
And I'm here. So we have a quorum. Approve the minutes of January 27th. And if there was a committee, yeah, and the committee meeting.
Second.
Okay. Anyone oppose? Okay. Minutes are approved. No treasurer's report tonight. Attorney's report?
Nothing for me.
Okay. Thank you. No engineer.
You didn't really vote on the minutes, did you?
Oh.
Yeah.
Don't have to.
Oh. Okay.
It's that first and second. Okay. You're going to get me all confused. Okay. Any public comments, petitions? No? Okay. Committees, finance, insurance, zoning, Alderwoman Sally Clark?
Nothing this
time. Okay. Sewer, Alderman Livingston?
Nothing.
Streets and alleys, Alderman Long?
Nothing.
And police, ESDA, Alderman Ward.
Just new business.
Okay. Water, Alderman Miller.
I don't have anything this time.
Okay. Utilities, and then buildings and grounds, Alderman Long.
Nothing new.
Okay. Tourism, Alderman Miller.
There's a meeting coming up February the 19th at Sycamore Acres at 4 p.m. and it's on the community garden. I went to the last meeting that they had on it and it's a pretty good idea. They're wanting to put in a big garden and they're looking for what they're going to look for. Volunteers, people come down, get their hands dirty, help plant, help pick, help whatever. But the way it's supposed to work, the whole community is supposed to be able to benefit from it. So
that's the 19th?
Yes, the 19th.
Okay.
4 o'clock at Sycamore. I think it's probably in the paint room, I think.
Okay.
Back door, so.
At what time?
4 o'clock.
Okay.
It's on her website, I think, on Sycamore Acres' website, too. That's all I have under tourism.
Okay, thank you. Tax increment financing, Alderman Spotlow.
New business.
No Amanda Sutphen, no Kenny Hickey, no Aaron, no Evan for Public Works. Okay.
Evan's having problems down at the sewer plant. That might be why he's not here.
Oh.
He's there or Morgan.
Okay. Unfinished business. We don't have any. New business. Discuss, act upon the no parking ordinance. See, we want to pass that this time. Anybody got any questions on that? There's a map with the ordinance that shows where the no parking is going to be there at the high rise on East Eisenhower. Anybody want to make a motion to approve it?
I move to approve the no parking ordinance 2026-04.
I'll second.
Okay, I'll do a roll call. Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Long?
Aye.
Ford?
No.
No? Miller?
Aye.
Livingston?
Aye.
Spotlow?
Aye.
Okay. Natalie called the CD for the bank. She didn't get all the information, so, and it doesn't come due till March, first week of March sometime, so we'll have that on the next, we'll table it till next meeting. Discuss act upon resolution for building donation. Do you want to explain this more?
Sure.
Attorney Collins?
So, the resolution, I don't have a number on it, is it 2026-1, I assume?
I should have written down, 2026.
Whatever.
'04, I think.
'04, as well?
Yeah.
Well, that was resolution.
Okay, so it's five. Well, she's got five on the TIF down there and six, so I would say '07.
Was it before all those?
Probably not.
No, you don't think?
Well, those are ordinances though, not resolutions. I don't know, whatever ends up being.
Yeah, I don't know, she's got them listed over there.
Basically, this is a donation agreement, we're in the webs, Larry and Tammy would donate to, and you can see, I believe exhibit two is actually the donation agreement. Exhibit one just being a legal description of the building and the parking lot. They wish to donate that to us. And that basically, in the plain language of this document, is reflected what the donation's gonna look like, what we can do with it, what our restrictions are, which there are none. And then kind of outlines as a purchase agreement with her residents, when we can take the occupancy, when our responsibilities kick in, et cetera. And so the gist of this is we want to make this as appropriate as possible. One, that they offered to enter into this land donation agreement with us to donate the building and the parking lot. And two, that the council by resolution approves the mayor's execution of that agreement, that land donation agreement. So I guess I should just defer rather than trying to explain the 16-page document. If anybody has any questions.
I checked to make sure that they were paying the taxes for last year, and they are, so.
And that is in the agreement, that they'll pay the 2025 taxes.
How much were they,
I don't know.
When we take possession of this, we'll fill out the necessary forms to make sure it's $0, however, because it's going to reduce the taxable value of the property by over $100,000, we have to send notice to all the taxing districts, so we will have to do that, but. Yeah. And likely have to do it a second time once we purchase the surrounding property.
So it's basically all just the same price, it's just formality of.
Yeah. Correct. This was always the plan. I know we kind of used words and, spoke about acquiring the whole kit and caboodle. He was always planning on donating this. We were always planning on purchasing just the balance from him, so. Yeah. It's my understanding we're already responsible for the utilities out there,
yeah,
right? And we have it insured.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so formality.
Yeah. So nobody's got any questions. Do I get a motion in a second?
Second.
Alderperson Long or Clark?
No.
Long?
Yes.
Ward?
Yes.
Miller?
Yeah.
Livingston?
Yes.
Spotlow?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Next, discuss act upon radar sign. I put this on there. I've had some people contact me and been wanting one for a while. Chris looked into them and they're all pretty high, and then when I went to Chicago to the Illinois Municipal League, I talked to a guy, and he said, he gives anybody that comes up there to the meeting a 10% discount. So when I showed Chris the amount, he said, well, I can't get one that cheap. So, and she didn't print that paper out. So The price for one is $2,995, so basically $3,000 for one. We can move it around. It comes with two batteries.
Is it a trailer or is it?
It'll be on a pole. I can't remember if it comes with the pole or not. Comes with extra brackets, the strobes, two extra batteries. I think we have to furnish the pole. But we can move it. He said, you know, our city guys pick it up, move it to a different street. He had given me the price for two. So he said for two of them would be $5,610, but that's with extra stuff.
How is it secured to the post? Do you know? I mean, they're locked, because I mean, they have to chain the trailers because they get taken.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my concern. What we have on this pole tonight, somebody.
Yeah.
You
can set a
post. I don't know. I assume there's some kind of lock or something.
Yeah, I said he just told me it attaches to a post or pole.
You can set posts in there. The pole's in the ground at different locations and use a chain with a padlock.
I guess we figure out how
sure
we want to
secure
it.
Yeah. It's not like we would be the first people to have.
Right. Yeah.
But I just was curious because I know the trailers, those guys, they log chain them up to.
Yeah.
I put them by a telephone pole or something and chain them up.
Yeah. He just said it's perfect to move around, you know, because I had talked to him because, you know, if we only got one, we'd want to move it, like, to Illinois Street, Broadway, you know, hot spots, as they called them.
So are we having problems that we need this?
The main problem is down on, supposedly, Avenue H.
Avenue H?
Yeah. That's where I have had one person complaining a lot.
The only thing is, you know, these become a challenge when people see them. I mean, if in the middle of the night, if once they realize there's not cameras on them, they'll go by fast to try to get the speed. But like I told the spot, they do have where they black out, so they don't show the speed once you get over.
Yeah.
Is that the same person that just moved in there in the last 6 or 8 months?
No.
Because I had a conversation, they called me.
Yeah. No, I think he's lived there for a while.
They moved into the neighborhood and they were complaining about it.
Mm-hmm.
I just went out there one afternoon and sat for an hour and there's not enough traffic on there.
Yeah, well, and that's the whole thing, Chris. They have somebody down there all the time. I mean, every shift.
There's not enough traffic on the interstate.
And Chris said he sat down there for hours and maybe 4 miles over the speed limit is all he's ever seen.
Maybe 4 hours came down there.
I've had more people complain about the burned out blacktop, and Chris said out there too.
Yeah.
And
so, I mean, I'm throwing it out there, and then I can tell this person that
$3,000 is a lot. We don't
really
need it. Take out all the stop signs.
Yeah. They go faster.
Nobody stops anyway.
So, yeah. So I'm throwing it out there. I'm just doing what I've, you know, asked to do. So.
Looks like bolts underneath the speed limit sign.
Okay.
The same pole. It says 11-inch display. It's TC400. Is what the model is.
Yeah, and I've got a picture of it on my phone. She didn't.
It's TC400. That's what it is.
That's what it looks like right there.
No battery.
Gotcha. Yeah, but you've got to charge your battery back up.
It comes with two, and they last 2 to 3 weeks, depending on the traffic.
Looks like they have a solar panel charger option, too, but that's just more stuff you have to move from place to place.
Yeah.
That's what I was wondering, how you charge the battery back.
Yeah, you'd bring it back to City Hall and charge it.
I looked at one time just online myself. And
well, that's what this person said. They'll just buy one if we won't.
The cart. One for the cart. The solar powered with the little cart.
Mm-hmm.
They're about $6,000.
Yeah, they're expensive.
I just looked. There's $23,000
for a yard. Yeah, I just see the bigger one. Just take the trailer. It's a little market now. But regular trailer. They used to be great. They're pretty small.
They've got a variety of amount on a post.
This one's like hook it.
I've seen them in different towns where you didn't run them on the street, regular street posts, but they're solar powered. but.
There's a little town.
Seems like they know they're selling the municipalities.
I don't think it's.
I said, seems like they're selling, they know they're selling the government and municipalities, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
He, the complainant said he'd buy one, well, let him buy it.
And that's what I'll tell him if.
Because I don't see enough traffic on Avenue H to.
Yeah. I mean, there's no place to really go out there, so I don't know.
Broadway and Illinois Street.
And that's, you know, that's why I was just gonna, you know, if we did get one, we were just gonna move it around and.
Do those fog cameras give speed? Do we know? No?
No.
So, I can just.
No.
Say that it's, yeah. Not gonna do it.
Give him this paper.
Yeah.
We'll give him the city discount.
So, okay. On to the next thing. Discuss, act upon the buildings on Main Street. Everybody has their Mauer Stutz. Evaluation, whatever, you know, of the two buildings. And I don't really know.
Who are we supposed to act on?
What we're gonna do. Yeah, I.
Yeah, they're trash.
Yeah. You know, the only thing is, you know, if we decide to think about that land bank stuff, where we spend $5,600, and then I am gonna sit in on a Zoom meeting Thursday to try to get more details on that.
Land bank for the price you're going.
It was $5,600 for Lewistown, yeah. I want to know if there's a guarantee that they are going to do something for that $5,600.
Yeah.
If it's iffy.
I mean, I guess if you apply for a grant, I mean, there's no guarantee you always get the grant.
Right.
There's a lot of ifs in that.
Yeah. So I am gonna sit and listen to that Zoom meeting.
These are distant owners. I mean, they live here, so we know who the owners are.
Yeah.
But the problem is.
They don't want to.
They've been there for 30 years and haven't been.
Yeah, I just worry if somebody gets hurt, are they gonna come back on us? Because we know they're a danger, but then these other buildings are dangerous too.
Where do you start?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the one of the worst, obviously, but if you go around their square.
And other places in town.
Same owners for 40 years and they haven't done a thing.
Yeah, and they're not going to.
You know, unless you're gonna start some procedure of condemning them or something, we can't do anything.
Then I don't think we can afford that. You're gonna have to hire engineers to determine and go to court.
We're not in the demolition business.
So why'd we even get involved with Mauer Stutz then?
I don't mind having some dollars. I mean, I guess if they could market, you could probably still market Dukes.
See, I feel like.
I have heard that they might be opening that again.
I feel right now, you and I sat here and knew them buildings were a piece of crap 2 months ago. Now we've been told they're a piece of crap and we should be doing something about them as the city of Lewistown.
Well, I mean, I guess we talked to our attorney. What do you have to do? I mean.
Yeah, now that we know that they're in bad shape.
We still don't own them.
They're not our ownership.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, just, we know that.
There's a building on. There's a building down
should
here
be.
On Main Street, the roof's caved in, yeah. We know was.
Yeah.
Then, unless you're Ray Charles, you can see that building's falling in.
I was looking at some figures today. Since 2012, when the state cut the percentage of the income tax that they gave the municipalities, from 2012 to 2024, because that's the last date, we're down $2 million.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We get 6% now instead of the 10 that we were getting. Mm-hmm. They, you know, that, they were in a budget crunch and it was just going to be temporary, but now it's been this long.
Nothing's ever temporary when they cut it.
So, I mean, anyway, I guess we're just short of $2 million of what we've lost in, if we kept getting the 10%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was just curious.
And to condemn a building costs. More than
we've been down their route several times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can be trashy.
And it takes, yeah, well, I mean, I don't think you'd have a lot of fight on the one, other than probably trying to acquire it. But I think they just want to walk away from it, they want a little bit of money in the long run. But.
Yeah.
They should be paying us.
But I did hear that somebody might be going in the pub, a relative of Duke's. It's a possibility.
I mean, it does.
That one's okay. I mean, it needs a new roof, I think.
Stuff up there, but I mean, not near. I just seen the pictures tonight for the first time again, and that was quite.
But it, you know, the way it reads, it just needs a new roof, and then it, since the roof is starting to leak, it's starting to ruin some of the ceiling tiles, so. At this point, it's still pretty good.
If we look at land bank and hand them this, and say, here's where we're gonna start, if we go with you, this is something we would probably look at. Can you help us with that situation? If not, then.
Cause they're supposed to work with the owners, correct?
Right.
Yeah, the owners don't wanna talk to them.
But then somehow, this land bank takes possession of these buildings. And that's why I wanna watch that Zoom meeting and see how it actually works. Cause I don't understand it, how they do it, but.
Yeah, I think that'd be great to find out more, cause they were here once and discussed it with us, but there's no other town in Fulton County at this time that Kent was looking at it, but they never went with it yet. I think they're still looking at it. I think the closest one was either Macomb or someplace in either Peoria County or Tazewell County that went with it. So, and it's a fairly new thing, but it's not. It is in this area.
I think it works better with people buying property for taxes that don't see the property, that in the end, they just wanna walk away from it. They usually end up doing that anyway.
Yeah.
And it might be good, sir, for some of the other buildings that we have to get them taken care of.
You know, and I think my question is, and maybe you guys caught this and I didn't, do we pay something every year? Or is it just that 56 and it's done? I mean, I don't know.
I bet it's every year.
It has to be annually.
So.
And I think that's based on, wasn't that based on population?
Yeah. Yeah, it was based on population.
If I need your left, so it'd be cheaper.
That'd be a good idea. If you wanna get them down here again and say, here, this is property and what can you do?
And I could probably even email this stuff to her.
Maybe we'll go that route, but.
Yeah, and see.
We want it on paper. We don't wanna.
I mean, we got two choices of that. Well, yeah, really two choices. I mean, what do? We try to go to landowners and property owners and say, here, you've gotta fix this. I mean, it's an ordinance violation, especially the ones right there on the street. It's a health hazard. Well, the houses down there by are in the town's health hazards. And cats live in there and everything else. But what do you do? We've been down this road before.
Yeah.
What do we do with the mowing that we get so far behind on and mow people's property that spending taxpayers money for that?
That's just to get.
We're spending taxpayers money for this to check on these buildings up here.
And we can't take it out of TIF, but that's money out of somebody else that could use it.
Yeah, but that's money out of all of our pockets to.
Plus.
For somebody else's problem.
Exactly.
And that's what.
But then it falls back on us, cause everybody, you know, the community's like, well, won't you guys do something? We don't know what to do.
And if we go spend $200,000 and do something, then look what would happen.
Yeah.
I mean, we could rent a bulldozer for $5,600.
Drive through the middle of them.
There's a water leak there.
So we'll just table it. I'll watch that Zoom meeting and see what information I can get out of it and maybe see if I could go ahead and email that information to her and see if what she says.
One thing we all agree on is the buildings are in bad shape and we know that the owner tried to fix it.
Yeah.
They haven't done anything in 40 years.
Well, maybe it's time we send them notices. Maybe they'll get off their ass and do something. No, I'm serious.
I know you were. I can't believe you were serious, but I know that you were.
The only thing is with that is I don't know what the city attorney's gonna need. I mean, you're gonna have some structural, I mean, we got this structural in here.
Sure.
So I don't know if that would.
I mean, if it's right there on the sidewalk, we need.
Structural could be a component. The other component is, you know, if it's harboring, you know, nuisance or what have you, if it's full of garbage, junk, and debris, that's an issue. You know, anything that constitutes a health hazard, including infestation,
You know, could be argued in front of court that it's unsafe or dangerous. So we have the sheriff, or the, excuse me, the chief go out and take pictures. He brings those to me. You know, we send a 15-day notice by certified mail, return receipt to the owner. They have 15 days to bring it in compliance, which we all know that's a relatively short period of time. And then if they don't do it, or if they don't make efforts to do it, then in our discretion, we file the complaint in the court and then get it served on them. That's 30-day summons. They can file a response if they wish, enter their appearance, and then we have our first appearance. Then we, you know, do a pre-trial, set it for trial, and 3 to 4 months later, we're rocking and rolling. I mean, we can fast-track these if they're real obvious, like the burnout place here on Main and over on Avenue C, but, you know.
Well, maybe enforce the fact that if they're trying to sell it, push them to sell it. You know, find sell it somebody else. But we don't want to deal with your problem.
Either way, it's going to cost us money.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. I mean, that's the only other alternative.
Let's see what.
I'll see what I can, what I find out.
And if that's not going to work, well, maybe we can talk more about sending them a nasty letter.
Yeah, discuss it later. Okay, we'll table that. Okay, next, discuss Act upon TIF Ordinance 2605, which, this is something that also I learned up at the Illinois Municipal League meeting. I didn't know we could do residential rehab with the TIF money. I wanted to set aside or allot $20,000 for rehab of residential houses. Has to be completed within the year. It has to be outside. It would start May 1st. Had to be completed before April 30th. It's only houses in the TIF district are the ones that do it. $2,500 maximum. So how we set it up is maximum benefit for the first-time applicants would be 75% of TIF-eligible project cost incurred by the applicant, but not to exceed $2,500.
Is it first-come, first-serve, or?
Yes. It would possibly help 8 people. The second year, if the same person comes, which is it's not in here, she said we would rewrite it. The second time they could only get $1,000 maximum. So all your information's here in the packet if you looked at it. It's paid upon completion of the project, verification of each eligible project. So say somebody did a $2,000 project. I wrote some amounts down here. 75%, they could get $1,500 of the $2,000. They pay for it first, bring in the receipts, gets okayed. We reimburse them $1,500.
Does it state what it is, what kind of rehabilitation it is?
Like siding,
windows?
Yeah, the list is there.
Roof, siding, windows. Not inside stuff.
Only inside thing, I think that they could, it's like when you're, if you put in new windows, the window sills. But the list is in your, it's on the back, it's on this. Page 3.
Going to your house.
Window repair, replacement, siding or fence repair, replacement, repair or addition on porches, steps, ramps, or ADA compliant amenities, roof repair or replacement, demolition of garages, sheds, or other deteriorated or dilapidated structure. Tree removal, if it's like a risk to the property, for risk of property damage. And then on sidewalks and driveways, if there's already a sidewalk or driveway, it's eligible. If you want to put in a new sidewalk or driveway, it can help pay for the prep. Cannot pay for the actual concrete or asphalt if it's new. And then, like I said, like around the windows on the inside. But I don't know. I thought it sounded like a good idea. We're not getting anywhere much with the businesses, and a lot of the other towns are doing this. I know Farmington does.
My only thing is it's only in the TIF district, correct?
Yeah, it's only in the TIF district.
Our worst houses are not in the TIF district.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, so, yeah, so this is just something I'm throwing it out there to see if you want to do it.
I have things to that idea.
You have some houses in the district.
Well, you do have, but.
We do have.
I mean, and there'll be some that'll probably use it.
And we might not, you know, might not get takers who like it.
And, yeah, if nobody does it, then we won't continue it next year.
I believe in the language, it says up to $20,000, so you're not required to use all that.
No.
For that purpose, it's still flexible.
I don't think it's a bad idea.
Can I move my house to the TIF district?
There you go.
Spend $40,000 to get $1,500? And $40,000 or maybe more?
Part of the permit does lift assist, so there cuts my manpower problem.
I move to approve the ordinance number 26-05 for TIF for residential rehabilitation program.
I'll second that.
Okay, Alderperson Clark?
Aye.
Long?
Aye.
Ward?
No.
Miller?
Aye.
Livingston?
Aye.
Spotlow?
No.
You're just getting it where he doesn't do it. Just because you guys aren't in the TIF is the only reason.
That's right.
I already paid all mine.
That's right.
Well, not all, I got more to do, but.
Okay.
That don't benefit you, so no.
And it passes, so. Okay, then we have, where am I at now? Gin Hibs, let's say, discuss act upon Gin Hibs TIF ordinance. And that's just, everything was okay last time, this is just the ordinance.
It was okay the last time, I thought we tabled until the TIF attorney.
Oh, no, I mean, it was okay, but I think it said.
Just had to rewrite the ordinance, just had to write the ordinance.
Yeah, I mean, make sure it was electrical was okay, and it was, so.
And it was just for the 58, right, not the, I know she said $10,000.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and she had, I mean, they put roof in on it first, so I saw they, I called her, and I'm like, this says roof instead of electrical, so they changed it.
Move to approve.
I'll second that motion.
Alderperson Clark?
No.
Long?
Yeah.
Ward?
Yes.
Miller?
Aye.
Livingston?
No.
Spotlow? Okay, the ordinance passes. Okay, last thing, discuss act upon Lewistown ESDA truck. Who wants to talk about that?
Okay, I started to acquire some stuff in the back of my vehicle that I feel we need to carry in case something does happen, like extra vest, traffic ones, plus I got, each one of the ESDA members have some of that stuff. John Wilhelm called me and asked me if we'd be interested in a truck, so I went and looked at it, and he goes, I'll make it good with you guys on. It was a full state truck, engineers, the inside was like brand new, like the 2009, I believe. And he told me 2,000 plus license and title, but I think he came in cheaper than that. I don't know for sure what the bid was. I got a picture of it, I'll show you.
$21.98.
Yeah. Now, come on, these mother creamers. That's what it looks like. It's a two-wheel drive basic truck, it's got two above, something down the side, it's got all the keys for you. You want to see them? Ain't it pretty?
How much lettering and lights and everything cost?
We're gonna try, we got everything we need for the lights. We got out of the garage.
You gotta beat me on that, not gonna do that.
You gonna fancy it up like Hallie's personal?
No.
Has to pick up?
No, we're not. It's just gonna save a little time and hassle on the doors, and we're gonna go with it. We got all the radios and stuff, I think, that we need.
You have a price on the lettering, though? Which?
Where's this money gonna come from?
Probably out of their account.
I think Doug had put in, yeah.
$10,000, wasn't it?
$10,000, I think, in it.
$100,000.
In the budget.
$15,000, and I don't know what they left to that.
Oh, okay.
Natalie said it was still at $15,000.
Still $15,000, okay. I knew it was $10,000 or $15,000, I couldn't remember for sure, but we had started that budget.
Warranty with this pickup?
I have to ask him, I don't know if he put it in the receipt or not, but. I'm sure they'll make it good if something happens to it within a short time, but it's probably not gonna be drove a lot.
Where you gonna keep it?
Well, for right now, Cindy asked me that, and I said, probably right now, I'll just keep it down in my house until we get something going with the other building.
$2,100 and something?
$98.
$2,198.
Really pricey in the letter.
I moved it through the truck.
I'll second.
We can use it to go to trainings, but we got one this month, one in camp next month, everybody can get one vehicle.
Okay. Roll call.
The money's in the budget.
Yep, there's money in the budget for them to spend for what, you know, whatever's necessary, so. Alderperson Clark?
Okay, yes. Hi. It was.
We're gonna have to let her drive it.
Long?
Yes.
As long as we have the money in the budget.
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Livingston?
Yes.
Spotlow?
Yes.
I want it all stickered up and chrome wheels and lights.
Chrome wheels?
Everything.
You're not gonna see chrome wheels.
I will go out this budget.
Holder would be proud of you.
Yeah, we got the light wear and stuff off the old police car.
Yeah.
Because when they put it out in the garage, some of that stuff, they just hauled away to his car. And I go, well, don't take them light bars, we'll keep them for a case we ever need them.
Well, put three on it, so it's visible.
We're thinking only two.
Okay, presentation of bills, approved bills, properly endorsed.
I move all bills properly endorsed be paid.
Second.
Alderperson Clark?
Aye.
Long?
Aye.
Ward?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Livingston?
Aye.
Spotlow?
Aye.
And then we don't need a closed session. And adjournment.
I move the adjourn.
Second.
I just don't wanna see this truck joyriding.
No.
I'm just strictly for what it's gonna do.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I tried to run it at least once.
It will always turn around.
I got an extra.
Trailing already? Also been trailing already.
Yeah, they got grocery store.
I guess it's on the truck.
Any city business, I'll bring it up.
Right.
They can turn it off.
Yeah.
They can.
Well, I do.
My truck, my stuff sits around the battery today.
Well, it just sits there.
Well, we find out.
When you need it, go out there and it's done.
See what it is.
Warm shots.
It is incredible, though, I like.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Don't think I'm gonna get it this year.
Can you stop it?
Go ahead and get it.
Now we've got something.
Steam last night was that good, no.
Unless they feel the pay, yeah.
Yeah.
Today.
Couple of reputable.
His mom already knows she pays.
58 years old, I still reckon I don't wait to meet my starters.
Sound like my son now.
Every Sunday night.
That's what his mom is.
I guess.
You see your office?
Mom?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Really?
That's close. 6 hours here.
I know.
Fairly painless.
He has insurance.
Yep.
We're going out for a while already.
Well,
It's been scary driving for years, but.
Fancy Bronco.
Brilliant back.
Brilliant back, I see it sitting down once in a while.
Well, is Holly down there?
Conservation officer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she's an artist.
Yeah, I see her around town here.
I've seen her checking there about the midway, getting her a couple times. I gotta go tomorrow. Earlier today and.
I'm gonna wait till they come down and brush.
Yeah, well, that'll be about another 20 years from now.